Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay will destroy. Thieves will break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also is your heart. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. And if the light is in you, turn to darkness. How great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. We are still in the Sermon on the Mount here, and our gospel text, and each little homily that we'll find in the Sermon on the Mount really has meaning to us. Their homilies were given at various times by Jesus, and they were meant to be taken separately as moments of teaching. Now Matthew collects them into this literary genre, and he calls it the Sermon on the Mount. So let's look at what we might learn from this small pericope from Matthew in our gospel reading today. Last night I was out there walking my dog down around Alhambra in San Marino, and I was crossing a street, and this young couple stopped in their car right in the middle of the street. I thought they were lost. There was no traffic. It was a very wide street. And the window was open, so I said to them, "Are you okay? Are you looking for something?" "No," they said, "we're admiring the sunset." They stopped, and they said, "We're admiring the sunset." And I said, "God speaks to us in the sunset." You have to have eyes to see that. That's what the gospel says. If you have eyes to see, you will see wonders. You'll see God's creation. You'll see beauty. You'll see goodness. If your eyes are in darkness, you will see darkness. Ancient Irish monastic life had the theology of the dominant eye. It was meant to be a metaphor, saying that every person has one eye which is stronger than the other. Take that to be a metaphor, the monastic people said. And it means if your dominant eye is one of anger in darkness, it's one of greed, it will color everything you see. If your dominant eye is one of jealousy, you will be given to gossip, of judgment of other people. If your dominant eye is one of insecurity, you will be very defensive. You'll shut people out. You'll separate yourself from people. If your dominant eye is one of judgment, it's darkness. That's what the word says. If you're seeing with darkness, darkness will be within you. And your ability to see comes from inside. The eye comes from inside. If your dominant eye is one of kindness, that will change the way you see everything. If it's one of generosity, of forgiveness, of understanding, of compassion, of welcoming, this is not just true of an individual, Jesus speaking here, it's true of a community. If the dominant eye of Holy Family community, the one with which we see and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, will be open to others, we will not make judgments, we won't separate ourselves from people, We will be understanding, we'll be forgiving, we will witness Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind. Each one of us, keep this in mind as we journey through this day to say, what do you see? Your dominant eye. And the young couple last night, most people just went along and along. I was just walking my dog here. And all of a sudden they said, no, we're here to admire the sunset. And I said, wow, I hadn't noticed that, see. Pedro Arrupe, the extraordinary leader of the Jesuits for many years, has this in his biography. On one occasion, he was in South America in the high Andes, where the Jesuits had a very remote mission. And after Mass one evening, this man who was at Mass gestured to Arrupe, who was visiting, to come to follow him. Arrupe says he looked at the priest and said, is this okay? And the priest said, yes. And this man walked and walked and walked, took him to his little dwelling place, a mud hut on the precipice of a mountain. And this gentleman said nothing. He went into his cabin, into his little hut. He came out with some kind of a very primitive stool, gestured to Arrupe to sit on it, and he himself sat on the ground. And they took a look at the panorama, and they saw the sunset, and nobody said anything. And when the sun had set, the man gestured, put his stool back in his house, and walked him back. Arrupe remembers that as a moment of teaching. We rush so much. We're so busy. We're so distracted. We miss a hug. We miss a touch. We miss a smile. We miss just things that are ordinary, but in fact are very blessed moments. So stop today and be sensitive to see with the eyes of faith. And the eye is the light of the body. What you see is who you are. That's the teaching of Jesus' brief homily here from this section of Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. We pause now for a moment of prayer.